Amen. It's good to have everybody out to the home group meeting tonight. Amen. And before I get going, I'd just like to share some numbers with you. So the numbers are in. And so for 2018, we had 203,379 hits on our website. And that's about 17,000 hits a month. And that is a new record. And so I thank the Lord for that. That means people are listening to they're listening to the home group meeting, they're reading the articles, they're getting, from around the world. And so that's a lot of hits. And so I just thank God for that. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so I get a lot of emails from people, and I really enjoy most of the emails, but I enjoy them all, even the ones that, don't see things my way, if you know what I mean. But anyways, so it's always fun, with those emails. So thank you very much. Keep them coming, amen. So let's go ahead and get into what the Lord has for us tonight. And as we do, we always kind of look back at what we had last month, and then we can kind of use that as a springboard and get that in. And tonight, but tonight we're going to talk battles bring benefits. Wow, battles bring benefits. But last month there were 4 points that we looked at that I think that were very, very critical, and it really kind of sets up what the Lord has for us tonight. Amen. And the first is confronting the enemy in or out of the will of God makes a big difference. How you confront the enemy matters if you are in the will of God or if you are out of the will of God. If you confront the enemy, now the enemy can be Satan, it can be sickness, it can be anything that you call the enemy. Does it have to be Satan? Can be Satan. But there's the enemy. Is anything that is against you or anyone that is against you or whatever, that is the enemy. So confronting that enemy, whatever it may be, if you're in the will of God, is a lot different than confronting them out of the will of God. Amen? Because we know in the will of God, there's only victory. There is only victory in the will of God. There is no defeat in God. Amen? Good to see you, Rich. Amen. And the next point is the only place of victory is in harmony with God. The only place of victory is in harmony with God. So if we desire to be victorious, that can only come as we are moving with God, as we are doing those things that God wants us to do. Many Christians say, why am I not victorious? Why am I not receiving those things from God like everybody else? Well, they are not in harmony with God. Because Satan can't stop us from being in harmony with God.
Amen.
He can't. The enemy, whoever that may be, or whatever that is, cannot stop us from being in harmony with God. Mm-hmm. So if we're in harmony with God, then nothing ever can defeat us, because there's no defeat in that. A catastrophe and defeat happens when we face things in our own strength and outside the will of God. Bad things happen, catastrophes, we are defeated, and all those things happen only when we face things in our own strength and when we face things out of the will of God. So as long as we work in the will of God and allow the Lord to strengthen us, Paul said, oh, that I would be strengthened with might, not in the outward man, because the outward man perishes. But Paul says, oh, that I may be strengthened with might in the inward man. Amen? And the last point, a very, very important point, and as long as we are in the will of God, whatsoever happens to us, whatever it is, it does not matter.
Amen.
It does not matter. Because God will bring all things in His time and turn them out for our good. It does not matter. It does not really matter as long as we are in the will of God. Because if we're in the will of God, then He's going to take care of us. He's got a plan and He's got a purpose. And as long as we stay in that will, then He'll be able to bring all of those things, those plans and His purpose for our life. But once we step outside of His will, once we step out of those things, then He cannot bring those plans and those purposes into our life. Amen. Very, very important point, okay? So, this month we're looking at Wilderness Truths for Modern Times, number 60. And the verse that we're looking at is Deuteronomy 2 and 31. Amen. Deuteronomy 2 and 31. And the Lord said unto me, Behold. Now, behold is an interesting word in the Bible. Anytime you see that word, behold, what you have to do is do what the word behold tells us to do. And the word behold is stop and look. That's what that word means. Behold means to stop and look. And so, behold, stop and look. I have begun to give Sion and his land before thee, begin to possess that thou mayest inherit it, this land. Amen? Tonight we like to look at battles. Battles bring benefits. Now, who likes a good battle? Nobody likes a good battle? Wow, I will tell you, you will never ever receive anything from God unless there's going to be a little battle involved.
No.
That's right. Battles. Life can be difficult. Life can be, I don't know about you, but I mean, you know, I'm going to be 64 here pretty soon, and I found out that life can be difficult. And there are battles in life. And battles in our life are for a purpose. And the purpose that God has battles in our life are for our benefit. If there's no battles in our life, then we will never ever be able to appreciate God's Word. We'll never be able to appreciate God moving in our life. Amen? Mm-hmm. So we're going to look at that tonight a little bit. Amen? Mm-hmm. Battles bring spoils which enrich our lives. The territory of Sion became part of the inheritance of Israel because this king made himself an Israeli enemy. Now remember Moses here in the, we are in the wilderness of Kinneboth. And as they were going through Kinneboth, Moses went to the king of Sion and said, look, just let us through. We're not going to stay. We're not going to camp. We just want to pass through. We're not going to, just please let us through. Well, the king would not do that. So what happened was the king made an enemy of God. Not an enemy of Moses, because Moses is a child of God, and the children of Israel were special to God, and so because the king would not listen and would not do anything, he made himself an enemy of God, and the Israelites defeated them. Soundly defeated them. Amen? The conquest of this portion of the land did not result from Moses' decision and strength, because Moses did not want to fight. But anyways, they, the king would not listen, and they fought, and of course, they lost. This is why most Christians do not progress. Remember, Kinneboth means forward progression, to push forward in God. This is why most Christians do not, do not progress in God. Amen? Do not get the idea that we are going to jump on the enemy and beat him to the ground because he is there. Moses is moved under the commandment of God, and we should do likewise. Forward progression, that is Kinneboth, and that is what God is looking for. But God always moves under God's directives. Amen? God always moves under God's directives. What He has said, and what He is, and the way He is moving. So this is very, very important point, for as we go forward in God into Kinneboth, we must move under God's directives. We must move the way that He wants things to be done. At this time, may be the most important element in every victory that God gives. Amen? At this time. Deuteronomy 2 and 34 says, And we took all of that city at that time and utterly destroyed the men and the women and the little ones of every city. We left none to remain. Wow, can you believe that?
No.
That king made God his enemy, and God released the children of Israel on them, and they utterly destroyed the men and the women, the little ones, of every city, and we left none to be alive. there is a time for judgment, such as the flood and so forth, and there is a time to kill and a time to heal. And of course, we see that in Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. But out of God's time will spell unfulfillment and defeat. Let me say that again. Out of God's time will spell unfulfillment and defeat. If we so focus upon the mighty works of God, then we will lose sight of important details and ramifications that may be sending to us. Now that's a deep thought right there. If we so focus on the mighty works of God, then we will lose sight of important details and ramifications that may send us to defeat. Amen?
Amen.
Timing is critical in God's will. Timing is critical in God's will. We must wait on God to tell us. We must wait on God to tell us. Until then, He is lining up things to make our way educational, and so that we can feel with God who won the victory and not us. It is very, very important. Any time that we do anything in God, is we wait on His time and we move in that. If the children of Israel were to move on the king of Sion without God, they would have been destroyed. The same way they moved on Ai. First, they went into Jericho and they slaughtered everyone in Jericho. They broke the band. They had a wonderful time. And the next city they went after was Ai. And they said, oh, well, no, God was with us in Jericho, so we're not going to go up in strength, and we're not going to go do the, we can do it in our own strength. Well, they went up to Ai, and they were defeated. They were soundly defeated. Timing is critical, and moving in God's strength is critical. Because what He is doing, He is lining up things. He is making things. He is bringing things into line. The jot and the tittle, just lining all of that stuff up. So many Christians will move out of God's timing. They will do things in their own strength. And when they get defeated, they don't understand why. Well, it's because they have moved out of God's will and they have moved out of His timing. Let us look at the details in Deuteronomy 2, which led to the powerful actions of God. We tend to overlook many things. This is why does Israel work such havoc and destruction? Because they were angry? No. They are moving under the command of God. They were moving under the command of God. If we move on the basis of our anger, we will sin. Amen? We will sin. Now, timing is important. Timing is critical in our life. Back when we first moved here, when we first moved in here, 2012, was it?
About seven and a half years ago.
Yeah. So my life is kind of strange. It's on about a 7-year cycle. It's kind of strange, but my life is on a 7-year cycle. And so 7 years, different things happened. In 1996, we moved to Germany, and we were there until like 2003, exactly 7 years to the minute. Exactly 7 years to the minute. I asked the flight attendant what time it was on the 23rd of July when we arrived 7 years earlier. She said it was 11 o'clock. And we pulled in to Stuttgart, Germany, 1996, on the 23rd of July at 11 o'clock. And I never tried to make it that all happen, but it just happened. It was just a completed work of God, 7 years. Well, we've been living in Schneese Ferry for the guess how long? 7 years, that's right. And we first moved in, God gave me the Rock Fellowship at Schneese Ferry 7 years ago. 7 years ago. And I have had that in my heart for 7 years, and I think I've even shared that with you, Brother Freddy. And even there were some people that wanted me to go ahead and start it a couple times, you know, and I've had this conversation with Brother Freddy. No, it's just not right. I just don't feel it's right, and I don't want to do it. Timing is critical.
Amen.
Timing is critical, because if I would have tried to do it, it would have failed. Because it was out of God's timing. No matter what you do in your life, if you do it out of God's timing, you're going to be defeated. You must wait for God's timing. Now, that's a tough thing to do because most people, they have their plans and then God has His plans. But you have to wait. And I've been waiting and I've been waiting and I feel that God is saying now is the time. Because He's been lining things up. He's been working in my heart. He's been bringing people. He's been bringing people into the area. I mean, just, you know, and He's, now is the time to go ahead and impact this city. Just, you know, now is the time. And that's just kind of the way that works. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
We must work in God's time. Amen? Mm-hmm. Details matter in God. If you're writing anything down, you better write that down. God is a very detailed God. Just look at the world. I mean, everything is very, very detailed. We Christians, we just kind of want to do things and just kind of blow over the details. Well, I'm here to tell you, God is a detailed God. Amen? The battle of the battle at times can get rather messy, but God expects us to keep our head and heart in the fight and never look at the faces. Amen?
Amen.
Ephesians 4:26, God says, "Be angry and sin not. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your own wrath." Why did the Israelites win? Because they were angry? No. They were moving under the command of God. And the battle in God gets messy. Amen? And in the battle, when you're moving with God and you're doing those things that God wants you to do, God does not want you to look at faces. He does not want you to go ahead and back off and, "Oh no, I can't do that." No, no, no. When the battle is on, God expects you to fight. He expects you to win. Not in your strength, but in His strength. Amen? That term, "He never looked at faces," believe it or not, is an African term. It's an African term. And I learned that from my African friends when I was in Germany. And he says, "God never looks at faces." And I will tell you, in the battle, in the fight, and it can get messy, God does not expect us to look at faces. He expects us to fight and win. No matter what we do in Him, He expects us to fight. He expects us to do our part, but He expects us to win. Amen? Critical, critical point right there. Amen? Do not allow anger to be our directive or our force and the bias of our action. We must never, ever move in anger. Amen? Our direction should always come from God. Our plans, the way that we do things, our timing, all of those things must come from God. Because when we start moving in ourselves, we're going to be defeated. If we get angry, then we move outside of God's will and His timing. One of the fastest way to get outside of God is to get angry. One of the fastest way. And I don't know about anybody else, but, you know, that you're married, the fastest way to break that harmony with Mrs. Wonderful, I'm talking to the guys maybe, is to get angry. Man, you get angry and you watch your wife, or you get angry, you know, I mean, anger. I mean, that is one of the fastest way, anger. And I'm learning that. And I've been married going on 40 years and I'm still learning that, you know. Because who doesn't get angry? We all get angry, right? But one of the fastest ways to get outside of God is to get angry. And of course, when you get angry, then you're going to get out of His timing and so forth and so on. God is not angry as He battles, as He wars. Isn't that interesting? God is not angry, and God does not expect us Christians to get angry. Now, we are to, you know, as I said in Ephesians, be angry and sin not. Well, that's, you know, that's kind of a hard thing to do. If we get angry, we want to sin, we'll say something or do something. But that's what God expects. He expects us to be angry at the enemy, whatever the enemy is, but to sin not. Amen? And that means we don't lose our humanity. We don't lose the amount of God that He's able to work in our life. We do not allow that to be lost, but we handle those situations. We fight the enemy in God and in that power. Amen? Some confrontations are pleasant while some are unpleasant. Have you ever had a pleasant confrontation? I've had many pleasant confrontations. And I've had many unpleasant confrontations. And I will tell you, the unpleasant confrontation was because I got angry. I stepped out of the way that I should have handled things in God. And we can't do that. We got to handle any confrontation in God. We shouldn't get angry, and we should discover it. And then if you go ahead and if you can handle that in God, then I promise you that confrontation, believe it or not, will be pleasant. The character of the confrontation should not alter our sense of our needy or shepherd. Let me say that again. The character of the confrontation should not alter our sense of needing our shepherd. He is with us in all of our situations, and He is there. And He is there. Because He's there, we don't need to get angry. We don't need to get upset. You know, the battle, we know that the battle is going to bring blessings, and so we can just go ahead and move in Him, and things will just work out. No matter how messy things get in the battle, we must never forget why we are in the fight and who is leading the way. No matter how messy things get, we must never ever forget why we are in that battle and who is leading the way. Amen? It is very dangerous, or at least useless, to attempt to defeat the enemy which the Lord has not delivered into your hands. Uh-oh. Man, now we're going to get kind of deep here, Rich. It is very dangerous, useless, to attempt to defeat an enemy which the Lord has not delivered into your hands. Do you think you can defeat something or someone if the Lord has not delivered that into your hands? You can't do that. Any enemy that you defeat happens out of God delivering that person or that enemy into your hands. You can't do it. You just can't do it. Amen? Deuteronomy 2:33 says, "And the Lord our God delivered him unto us, and we smote him and his sons and all of his people." Receive that which the Lord gives us, but allow to go by that which the Lord is not giving us. Receive that which the Lord gives us, but allow to go by that which the Lord is not giving us. That's another way of saying pick your battles, but I will tell you, if you try to defeat an enemy, no matter what it is, outside of God or outside of God's timing, and if He's not giving that to you, then you're going to be defeated. You will be defeated. And so you can only defeat an enemy that God has given you. Well, that's something worth writing down right there. Amen. King Sihon made God angry, made God their enemy, and God gave him into Moses' hands to the last person. God leaves no wounded. God only gives total victory. God leaves no wounded. Not the first time the Israelites did this. God leaves no wounded. He only leaves total victory. There's a little map on the third page, and I provided this to kind of give you a little bearing what I was talking about. Oftentimes I give names and places like that. As we see there in the map on the right side, there's Kinneboth, and that is the wilderness. And these are different wildernesses right here, but they're in the wilderness of Kinneboth, K-E-D. M-O-T-H, which is forward progression. And so you can look at that map, and that'll give you a little bit of bearing. Amen. Some party thoughts. One victory may lead us to another victory. Amen. One victory in God may lead us to another victory. Deuteronomy 2:36 says, "For Arah, which is by the brink of the river of Arnon, and from the city that is by the river, even unto Gilead, there was one city too strong for us. The Lord our God delivered all unto us." Total victory is our choice in God. Total victory. That is what God wants for our life. Total victory is our choice. Total victory or total defeat. Think about that for a second. Think about what I'm saying here. This is a deep teaching. Total victory or total defeat. God leaves no wounded. If we step outside of God, it's going to be total defeat. If we stay in God and we wait for His timing and we move in His strength, then it's going to be total victory. That's up to us. That's not up to God. It's not up to the enemy. The enemy can't stop us. There's nothing can stop us if we're in God. But whether we have total defeat or total victory is up to us. Are we in God? Are we doing those things that God wants us to do? If we are not in God, then the only thing we can have is total defeat. One victory may actually be a foundation for a future victory. Wow. How about that? That's wonderful. This is our forward thrust in God. We experience victory after victory, taking city after city in the will of God. For there is no victory outside of the will of God. There is no victory. It's impossible to be victorious outside the will of God. The fullness of victorious Christian living is found in a limitation found by the will of the Father.
Amen.
Wow. A limitation, not a freedom. I don't know why we think when we come to God, we're free and we can do whatever we want to, we can go, and that's so wrong. When you come to the Lord, you become a slave. You become bound. You become limited in restriction, and out of those limitations and restrictions, out of those restrictions just being, you know, walking where God wants you to do, and you know, being limited to the Word of God and the things that God wants for you, out of that is where fulfillment and completion comes. And the longer you walk in those limitations and restrictions and you prove yourself in God, then He will go ahead and He will widen your path. He will give you a little more freedom because you proved yourself. But until then, you are limited and restricted. And as long as you are limited and restricted to the Word of God and His timing and His plan and all of that stuff, then you will be victorious. This is God's idea in victory, to make us a foundation for a future victory in our life. This is God's idea in victory, to make a foundation for a future victory in our life. So if you are victorious in this situation, that is the springboard, that is the foundation that will help you to be victorious in this situation. And as you are victorious in those two situations, then you become victorious in that situation. But remember, there's only total victory or total defeat. So if you're defeated here, guess what? Over here, is there victory? No. No. Be no victory. Wow. So many Christians go, I don't understand what's going on. Well, they're outside of God. They're not doing the things that need to be done. And they're moving from defeat to defeat. But that's not what God wants. And that's our choice. It would be better if we learned the secrets of the battle and victory early in our Christian life. As long as we live here in the flesh, it seems that the enemy and the battles are ever present. And they are. But we may have the victory. always if we learn the secret. And the secret is staying in the will of God. Staying in the restrictions and the limitations that God brings into our life. If we can stay in the will and move in His timing and do all of those things, then it would be impossible for us to be defeated. It is our choice, victory or defeat. It's our choice. The Christian life is not that hard, believe it or not. Salvation is not that hard. And walking the Christian life, I hear so many Christians say, oh, it's all hard. No, it's not. It's not hard. It's our choice. Do we desire to do what God wants us to do, or do we desire to do what we want to do? That's just the bottom line. And as long as we are limited, and as long as we are restricted to God's will and His plan, we shall always, always, always be victorious. Are the battles there? You can't deny the battles. They're there and they're coming. But as long as we battle in God and we do those things that God wants us to do, well, shoot, God probably brings the battles our way. You know, we blame Satan and all and people and all of these, you know, for all these things that happen to our life that we call bad. Probably not. God probably brings them there for us. All those bad things that happen to us, probably not Satan. Probably God.
We bring a lot of them.
Yeah, amen, brother. That's right. You're right, Darrell. We bring a lot of things. Mm-hmm. You know, our worst enemy is ourselves.
Exactly.
That's our, and you want to see what one of the biggest enemies we have? You ready?
Right.
Look at our tongue.
Oh,
that is one of the most, one of the greatest things that brings defeat in our life. We never control that tongue. But anyway, amen. I digress. Amen. Mm-hmm. Battles bring victory. Amen. Mm-hmm. And as long as we battle in God, we will receive those benefits that God has for us tonight. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Our Heavenly Father, as we come to you now, the Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your love and for your many blessings, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord God, for the battles, Father, Lord. Thank you for the victories, Father, Lord God. Strengthen us with might in the inward man so that we may fight, Father, Lord, the good fight, Father, Lord God. That we will fight and we will be bold, Father, Lord. We will not look at failure, Father, Lord God. We will move in your strength, and Father, Lord God. We will defeat the enemy, Father, Lord God, in you. And we just thank you and we praise you, Father, Lord, for the many blessings in your love. And Lord, we pray these things in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.